Track 5. 1.
I was in town and I was walking down the main street and two Chinese guys came up to me and stopped me. They showed me a business card and pointed at a map on their phone. They just said, "Donde, donde? Where, where?" So I said in Chinese, "I don't know." They first looked really surprised, and then they started talking really fast, you know, and I didn't catch anything at all. I asked them to slow down, and then, with a mixture of my bad Chinese and gesture, I explained they had put the wrong postcode in the phone, and they needed to go to another part of the city. I was quite proud of myself. After 3 years of study, it was actually the first time I'd spoken to anyone Chinese outside of my class, and it really motivated me. Since then, I found someone to practice with.
2.
I'm Brazilian, so I speak Portuguese, but I speak German at home. People are interested when they find out, but they're amazed when I say my parents are from Russia and Turkey. They say, "Wow, how's that?" Well, they first met when they were both working on a cruise ship. He worked in the engine room and she was a cabin cleaner. The ship's crew had a kind of party each week and they met there. My mom said Dad was a really good dancer, which I find very difficult to believe. Anyway, neither spoke each other's language, but my mom had worked in Germany before, and Dad knew German from school, so that's how they communicated. They chose to settle in Rio because the cruises usually stopped here, and when they were married, they often had a short holiday here. They also said it saved them arguing about whose country to live in.
3.
I'm a sound engineer on a National Geographic show called Beast Hunter. We go all over the place in search of unusual wild animals, and we often need the support of local people to act as guides or cooks for the film crew. I always try to learn a bit of their language to, you know, just connect somehow. Anyway, last year, we were filming in Sumatra in the middle of a forest, looking for orangutans. And one time, at dinner, I was talking to the guide and I tried to ask about the people of the inner forest. But apparently, I asked about people with tasty insides. I thought the guide looked a bit worried, and then later, I found out that the presenter of the program had previously tried to thank him for the meal, and instead of saying the food's really delicious, had said, "I'm eating a child." Who knows what they thought of us?